Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me this hour, Dr. Adam Teichman, who's the Senior Managing Partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates. He is a board-certified podiatric physician and surgeon, specializing in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. In addition, he's the Chief of Podiatric Surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown, where he's a member of the limb salvage team. He also serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System, and he's a panel physician at Sacred Heart Wound Center, and the list of his credentials go on. You can find out more about Dr. Teichman at pafootdoctors.com. That's pafootdoctors.com. Dr. Adam Teichman joining us in a moment here. And the special this weekend, and I want to keep this. This is from last hour. I do want to do we talked about this hour, the doc and I are talking about blood sugar and heart health. But last hour, I want to just repeat this so the late risers don't miss this special. Last hour, we talked about immune health, and there was a buy one, get one free offer that I want to make you aware of in four products. These four are buy one, get one free: Rescue Core Immune Defense, Rescue Stress Blocker, Rescue Probiotic, and the Rescue PM in spray or dissolvable. Those are buy one, get one free, or buy two, get two more the same free, buy five, get five more the same free, with the coupon code MYDEAL. All right, those are buy one, get one free, coupon code MYDEAL, and that deal ends Monday at midnight. So again, coupon code MYDEAL gets you buy one, get one free on Core Immune Defense, Rescue PM, Spray or Dissolvable, Rescue Stress Blocker, and Rescue Probiotic. Buy one, get one free with the coupon code MYDEAL till Monday at midnight, and you still get the free shipping on orders of $75 or more. And you still get the rewards points and more. Coupon code MYDEAL. All other Rescue products and offers cannot be combined. All other Rescue products are 37% off with the coupon code MY37. That's coupon code MY37. Again, on all other Rescue products, that's the coupon code, and you get 37% off. That offer ends next Friday at midnight. You still get the free shipping and orders of $75 or more, and you got the rewards points. Coupon code MY37. So those are the coupon codes, MY37 for 37% off, and MYDEAL for the buy one, get one free. Coupon code MYDEAL. Use those coupon codes at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or use those coupon codes when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE. And on behalf of the Rescue family, a blessed and happy Easter to you and your family on this Easter weekend. So let's go to the phone here and bring in Dr. Adam Teichman. Good morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Easter to everybody and yourself, Bobby.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc. So we're talking about the importance of maintaining blood sugar levels and the effects of blood sugar that it can have on the heart. So let's talk about just how we've talked about this before, and I just can't imagine you having to amputate stuff because people haven't been able to get their blood sugar under control. I can't even say the word. I can't even want to visualize it. So it's a really serious problem, high blood sugar, and the health consequences if left uncontrolled. So why don't you impress upon people just how bad, I think most of us know, but I don't know, maybe you can add something new or for maybe somebody who's a first-time listener or something, just how bad the consequences of high blood sugar is.
You know, when we talk about high blood sugar, it's definitely a serious health condition that can lead to various complications. Like you said, you know, if you have elevated blood sugars and you have a wound, it can lead to an infection, which can ultimately lead to amputation. So, you know, also it can have cardiovascular impacts as well and negatively impact, you know, your cardiovascular system, leading to heart disease and stroke by damaging the blood vessels over time, leading to atherosclerosis, which is that plaque buildup in the arteries. And that can increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, and also increase your risk of amputation, because if you develop an infection and we can't get blood flow down where it needs to go, the body can't fight the infection. And then ultimately that can lead to an amputation. Also, elevated blood sugars can have issues with the nerves transmitting basically signals to the extremities called neuropathy. and that can damage those nerves throughout the body, leading to numbness, tingling, and pain and weakness, especially in the feet and the hands. Elevated blood sugars can affect the eyes. It can affect the kidneys. It can also, help affect mental health effects. Chronic high blood sugar can also affect the cognitive function of the brain and contribute to mood disorders such as depression and anxiety. So it's really, really important to control your blood sugar and also know the warning signs of high blood sugar to have a conversation with your practitioner to see if you are type 2 diabetic, having issues, metabolizing blood sugar.
So, it's so funny. I want to talk about the diabetic wounds that won't heal, but I didn't think about we talk about the eyes, but that's another one, folks. It's bad enough you could end up having an amputation, but going blind, and you think, going blind from blood sugar. Yeah, people do go blind from type 2 diabetes. And the other thing is the kidney damage. And we haven't, I've never actually thought about that. What is it? What kind of damage is it doing to the kidneys at the point that it's doing damage? You probably already know, I'm assuming, you have diabetes, or there's signs, or what does it do to our kidneys?
Well, there's really no sign that you could say, I'm having kidney damage. It's more looking at blood work, looking at your BUN and your creatinine levels, how the kidney functions. But when we talk about diabetes, diabetes is one of the leading causes of kidney disease. High blood sugar can damage the kidney's filtration system, leading to put more stress on the kidneys, and that can ultimately lead to kidney damage and also kidney failure. So some people who have uncontrolled blood sugars put more stress on the kidneys, ultimately end up on dialysis because they're putting so much stress on the kidneys trying to filter this blood sugar that it's unable to work optimally anymore. And then you have to go on dialysis. So that's just another reason why we should be really proactive when we look at controlling blood sugar. And you mentioned also, eye damage, retinopathy, high blood sugar, just like looking at the heart and the vessels that, send blood flow to the heart. Well, the eyes, that they can damage the blood vessels in the retina, leading to retinopathy, which ultimately can lead to blindness if left untreated. So it's really, really important to pay attention to your blood sugar levels, not just from, a cardiovascular standpoint, but from also looking at eye health, kidney health, and also looking at preventing complications such as wounds, or also, helping your body heal from infections that can occur. So blood sugar has a really serious health negative effect on your health if uncontrolled.
Diabetic wounds that won't heal. I remember one time, I know, I don't know if you remember this conversation, but when I first was met you, and I was asking, this is tough to address, but folks, maybe just I need to impress it, and I don't want to be overly morbid or whatever, but the idea of having to amputate part of someone's foot, I don't even know how you can, you're the doctor that has to do that. That just sends, just the thought of that sends chills through me. You have to do it. How does it gets that bad that you have to do it? People don't understand. I guess it goes gangrenous and all this other stuff that happens to the foot that it gets that bad. So I don't know if you want to, and what are people, when you tell them, you have to do this, it's got to be devastating.
It's a tough conversation to have with people, but, at the end, the conversation has to turn to a positive, saying, listen, we have to do this to save your limb. If we don't do this, you're going to maybe lose your leg, or maybe take an amputation higher up above the knee. So, amputating a toe or the forefoot, is a limb-saving procedure. So, yes, it is a devastating conversation to have with a patient that they might lose part of their foot. But, in the end, you might lose part of your foot, but we're going to save the rest of your leg. And we're going to allow you to go on through your life and ambulate without any issues afterwards, but it is a hard conversation to have with patients. But the reality then sets in, saying you have to be more proactive. You have to control your blood sugar. You have to watch what you eat. You maybe have to follow up with your doctor more frequently. Sometimes it's a wake-up call to some people, saying, it's really important to pay attention to your diabetes because the serious complications that can occur if you don't pay attention to your diabetes. But in the long run, it's a limb saving procedure where we're saving somebody's limb. We're allowing them to go back to their normal life after it heals. So there's a huge negative impact that can have at the beginning, but the long-term effect can save someone's limb and also save someone's life, because we know that if we have to go and amputate their leg, you know, that increases their cardiovascular load. So ultimately, that can actually lower their, you know, ability to get around, put more stress on their cardiovascular system, put them at more risk of heart disease and stroke and heart attack because of the cardiovascular load it increases on the body. So, you know, if we can somehow take a toe or take part of the foot and save the leg, you know, we're ultimately saving the patient's life as well. Not saying that's something we want to do, but if we have to do it, we have to make those hard choices because of the fact that the negative impact that high blood sugar can have on the extremities.
But I know one of the things you believe in is treating the problem systemically, not just locally. So they have a wound that won't heal, and I know you have success, you have a great wound healing rate, but it's not, so you get that wound to heal, so you're going to treat it locally, right, where the wound is, but you also, I know, treat it systemically with the rescue products, telling people, get on the omega-3s, get on the 105 max, you got to get your blood sugar, you got to change your diet, cut down the sugars, and so you have, I know you believe in the rescue products, and they do end up help you with your success rate on saving even people from any amputation.
Yeah, it's being proactive, having that conversation with people, especially when we talk about type 2 diabetes. You know, what can they do to be proactive to prevent complications from happening? And that's starting with omega-3s, going on Rescue 105 Max to help keep their blood sugar under control, adding magnesium, looking at also, you know, their overall health. What are they doing for exercise? What are they doing, you know, to control their blood sugar, and maybe adding other supplements such as Metabolock? To look at metabolic syndrome, because there are risk factors with having elevated cholesterol, having high blood pressure and uncontrolled blood sugars. All these things come into play when I see a patient. We talk about, you know, their overall health and how can we be proactive in preventing complications associated with diabetes. And also Rescue NeuroHealth. That's a great supplement to look at to not only prevent neuropathic issues, but also to treat the neuropathy that's going on. And if we can help control some of those neuropathic symptoms, we can also prevent complications such as open wounds, skin complications, because then the patient can start feeling things down there. And then, you know, some of the onus is on the patient as well, you know, checking your feet daily, watching what you eat, you know, and noting some of the risk factors that can put you at risk of developing wounds, and being proactive and being really aware of those to go see your doctor immediately and not putting them off for a week or a month or two.
Right. Let me give the special and then we'll go. I want to go over though some of the warning signs of high blood sugar levels, and then we'll start with what people should do to start managing those. There's a couple of specials. One's left. I want to give you this from last hour because it was a great special on immune health products, and those are buy one, get one free on four products for immune health. It's buy one, get one free on Rescue Core Immune Defense, on Rescue Stress Blocker, Rescue Probiotic, and Rescue PM in Sprayer Dissolvable. Those four are buy one, get one free. For every one you buy, get one more of the same free. You can buy five and get five of the same free. It's buy one, get one free on Core Immune Defense, Rescue Stress Blocker, Rescue Probiotic, and Rescue PM in Sprayer Dissolvable. Buy one, get one free with the coupon code MYDEAL. That's coupon code MYDEAL. That offer ends Monday at midnight. You still get the free shipping and orders of $75 or more, and you still are earning the rewards points coupon code MYDEAL when you shop online at res-q.com, or coupon code MYDEAL when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Buy one, get one free, coupon code MYDEAL. All other rescue products are 37% off on that offer. That ends next Friday at midnight. Mix and match any way you want, no minimum to buy, but whatever you buy, you're getting it 37% off, and the free shipping and orders of $75 or more, and the rewards points, coupon code MY37. So use those coupon codes, MY37 or MYDEAL, when you shop online again at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or coupon code MY37. deal when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. All right, so let's go over some of the warning signs of high blood sugar levels and what people should do if they start experiencing some of those warning signs. Doctor, what are some of the warning signs?
Sure. So some of the warning signs or symptoms that you should be aware of that may lead to you being diagnosed as type 2 diabetic. Number one is frequent urination. You know, increased blood sugar levels can lead to excess glucose being excreted into the urine, causing that increased urination. We call that polyuria. And we talked about how negative effects of high blood sugar can have on the kidneys. And then also looking at increased thirst, because excessive urination can lead to dehydration, triggering that increased thirst. So they call it polydipsia. And then also fatigue. Cells may not be able to access glucose for energy due to insulin resistance, which is associated with type 2 diabetes, or the inability to use insulin efficiently or produce insulin, leading to fatigue or weakness because we cannot pull that sugar out of the blood into cells for energy. And then blurred vision. High blood sugars, as we know, talked about how it can negatively affect the eyes. And that the high blood sugar can affect the ability to focus properly, and leading to blurred vision. And then polyphagia, increase in hunger, because we're not receiving adequate glucose for energy into the cells, that can trigger the body's necessity to try and eat more. So those five signs are really kind of like the most common signs that we find with people who have elevated blood sugars and they don't know that they're type 2 diabetic. So if you experience a combination of those five symptoms, it's really, really important to notify your PCP and let them know that you have some of these symptoms so they can work it up further. You know, and then also, you know, some other signs that can go along with uncontrolled blood sugars or elevated blood sugars is dry mouth, because the dehydration can lead to that dry mouth feeling. If you have a wound that doesn't heal in a timely manner, again, that could be issues with high blood sugar. Also, numbness and tingling. A lot of times that we find that people who are pre-diabetic or don't even know that they are diabetic have neuropathy. And neuropathy sometimes can be some early warning signs that you are developing type 2 diabetes or you're pre-diabetic. So being aware of any abnormal symptoms in the extremities. And then lastly, unexplained weight loss. You know, despite that feeling of increased hunger, individuals with high blood sugar levels may experience unexplained weight loss due to the body's inability to properly utilize glucose for energy, and that causes breakdown of muscle tissue for fuel. So, you know, if you have any combination of these symptoms, it might be a red flag that you should really talk to your primary care provider to say, hey, you know, I have some of these symptoms. I'd like to be tested for diabetes because I'm at risk because I have some of these symptoms. So it's a really important conversation that you should have if you're experiencing any of these warning signs of high blood sugar levels.
So let's talk about some ways to manage those. Obviously, again, we've talked about sleep, exercise, nutrition. Obviously, you need to cut down the sugars, the starches, all of that kind of stuff. Doc, maybe you want to give. So if somebody comes into you, they've got a diabetic wound that won't heal. And I know, again, as I said, you treat it locally and systemically. So to treat it systemically, you're going to get them on some rescue products. But what's the Dr. Teichman speech? What do you tell them to cut out the carbs, the sugar? Give me the lecture.
The lecture is being proactive with your health care. You know, diet is really, really important. Exercise is kind of going to be difficult to do if you have a wound that's not healing, but really looking at your diet and then being proactive with supplementation. I have the conversation, what are these patients taking? You know, are they taking an omega-3? They should be really on one. And we talk about the Rescue 1250, the 1250 plus with vitamin D is something that I really recommend to my patients because of there's so many benefits. We talk about Rescue 1250 as being that foundation and that the building blocks of cells are those omega-3s. So understanding that. And the benefits that Rescue 1250 have on controlling triglycerides, lowering inflammation, especially with type 2 diabetes, inflammation and oxidative stress are really the common link when we talk about type 2 diabetes. Improving circulation, Rescue 1250 line of supplementation helps improve circulation, silken those platelets as they flow through those clogged arteries that are blocking or slowing some of the blood flow. You know, also omega-3s help with blood sugar control. There's a lot of studies out there showing that omega-3s can help control blood sugar. There was a study done at Massey University looking at, you know, omega-3s helping reduce the risk of diabetes and heart disease. You know, that it showed that basically that the insulin signaling cascade becomes more active with when adding an omega-3 fatty acid, and provides direct evidence of omega-3's role in specific metabolic processes, especially when we talk about blood sugar metabolism. So not only does omega-3s help with improving circulation, lowering inflammation, but also helps control blood sugar. So starting with the omega-3s, the Rescue 1250 line of products, and then talking about how we can directly impact our blood sugar control by adding Rescue 105 Max. That's that unique pumpkin pentose complex that contains the five natural ingredients to help balance blood sugar levels. You know, it's really, really important to our control our blood sugar, as we just talked about, the negative effects that high blood sugar can have on overall health. So if we control our blood sugar with supplementation through a Rescue line of supplements, it's definitely going to be an advantage for the patients to not only control blood sugar, but also allow those wounds to heal a lot faster.
All right, so let's go back. I want to go back. So that's the general lecture you're giving somebody. Let's start out, and as always, I think the base of the pyramid is an omega-3, but we sometimes go with the product that seems designed specifically for that issue. Like last hour, we talked about omega-3s as the second product, even though it's the base of the pyramid, and we started with core immune defense since we were talking about immune health. But now we're talking about blood sugar. Again, I think the base of the pyramid is an omega-3, but it seems the natural product to start out with first is Rescue 105 Max, because it helps keep your blood sugar around 105 Max. So, let's go over blood sugar numbers, and then let's start talking about 105 Max. We're probably not going to get to all of that during the break. For first-time listeners, blood sugar numbers, good numbers, A1C numbers, and glucose numbers.
Yeah, so, you know, when we talk about blood sugar numbers, you know, patients always want to have, you know, their numbers, you know, between 700 is normal, and anything, you know, over 125 is considered type 2 diabetic, and anything between 100 to 125 is really pre-diabetic, meaning that's a red flag, that there's something going on that's increasing your risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and you really have to be proactive and start making lifestyle changes to prevent yourself from becoming type 2 diabetic. And that's really where the Rescue 1250 comes into play, 105 Max as well, also adding magnesium and Metabolock to help control your blood sugar metabolism. Now, really is good for pre-diabetic and type 2 diabetics.
Those are the glucose numbers I wanted. That's a snapshot of what your blood sugar is at that moment in time. The A1C is a more panoramic vision. I want to go over those numbers, but we're going to do that after the break. And if you have questions for Dr. Teichman, 833, this is toll-free, 833-707-7900, 833-707-7900 for your questions for Dr. Teichman. And again, there are two specials today. One, a leftover from last hour on immune products. These are buy one, get one free on, or buy two, get two more of the same free. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Core Immune Defense, Rescue Stress Blocker, Rescue PM and Sprayer Dissolvable, and Rescue Probiotic. All of those are buy one, get one free. For every one you buy, get one more free. So you can buy five and get five free. Just use the coupon code MYDEAL on those buy one, get one frees. That offer ends Monday at midnight. Everything else is 37% off. Mix and match any way you want. No minimum quantity. And it's free shipping and rewards points on both offers. This offer, the 37% off, ends next Friday at midnight. Coupon code MY37 or coupon code MYDEAL at RES-Q.com or at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is the Senior Managing Partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates. Dr. Teichman is board certified. He's a board certified podiatric physician and surgeon, specializing in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. He's the Chief of Podiatric Surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown, where he's also a member of the limb salvage team. He serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System, and he is a panel physician at Sacred Heart Wound Center. And he, if you can find out more about him, he's available at pafootdoctors.com. That's pafootdoctors.com, Dr. Adam Teichman. If you have questions for Dr. Teichman, The lines are open toll-free, 833-707-7900, 833-707-7900. For your questions for Dr. Teichman, 833-707-7900. We're talking about blood sugar, diabetes this hour, and products that can help you in the battle against blood sugar and heart health, battle against diabetes. And it's, again, not just – we talked about how diabetes – affects your limbs, your eyes, your kidneys, and your heart. So we want to tie in the heart part of this too. So we're going over some of the products, the 105 Max. I want to talk about that, and then want to get into actually the Neuro Health and some products for your heart health. There's a couple of specials here. One is left over from last hour when we talked about immune health. I don't want late risers to miss out on it. It's buy one, get one free on products that can help you with immune health. Rescue Core Immune Defense is buy one, get one free. For every one you buy, get one more the same free. Rescue Core Immune Defense, Rescue Stress Blocker, Rescue Probiotic, and Rescue PM and Sprayer Dissolvable. Those are all buy one, get one free with the coupon code MYDEAL. That offer ends Monday at midnight. MYDEAL, coupon code MYDEAL to buy one, get one free. Plus, you get the free shipping on orders of $75 or more and the rewards points. So coupon code MYDEAL to buy one, get one free on Rescue Stress Blocker, Rescue Probiotic, Rescue Core Immune Defense, and Rescue PM Sprayer Dissolvable. Coupon code MYDEAL when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or coupon code MYDEAL when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. The other special, and again, that special, the one I just mentioned, ends Monday at midnight. This special ends next Friday at midnight. And the special is all other rescue products are 37% off. Offers cannot be combined. Coupon code 37 off. Excuse me, coupon code MY37, I should say. Coupon code MY37 gets you 37% off on any rescue products that other than the four that I just mentioned. So again, the other four, buy one, get one free. Everything else, 37% off. No minimum to buy. Mix and match any way you want. Still free shipping and orders of $75 or more, and the rewards points. So coupon code MY37 for all other rescue products, MY37. And again, for the buy one, get one freeze, it's MYDEAL. Those are the coupon codes, MYDEAL or MY37. Use those and shop online right now at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or coupon code MYDEAL or MY37 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. By the way, we have something else we're doing. We have these, I forgot to mention this last hour, we have new video stories, and these are really cool. You can hear from people just like you who have great rescue success stories, and to watch those, go to res-q.com/stories, res-q.com/stories. There's a way for you to tell your story, too, so you can have fun with that. Let's go back to Dr. Adam Teichman. So, Doc, we're about to get into 105. Or let's give the glucose numbers, blood sugar numbers that you need to be aware of. 70 to 100 blood sugar normal. 100 to 124 pre-diabetic. 125 or worse is diabetic. That's a snapshot. That's a one-time look at your blood sugar. The long-range panoramic view, the 90-day look, is called your A1C number. Give me the numbers on that, Doc, if you would.
Sure. So if someone's not diabetic, you want it less than 5.7. And then when we get into that pre-diabetic range, it's usually around 5.7 to 6.4. And then for type 2 diabetes, anything over 6.4 is considered type 2 diabetic. You know, and the higher that number goes, the more uncontrolled your blood sugar is. So, you know, this is really a good lab test to look at, you know, how well controlled your blood sugar is. Like you said, you know, just looking at your blood sugar in that snapshot of time and seeing if it's, 130 to 140 or 120, that's okay. But really the A1C is really, really important test, you know, to look at the average blood sugar over those 3 months. And that can really tell you how controlled your blood sugar is. And, you know, the higher that number is for the A1C, the more uncontrolled your blood sugar is, the more proactive that patient has to be to controlling their blood sugar and making sure, you know, that they don't have any complications that can worsen with type 2 diabetes. Because we know that the higher the blood sugar, the more negative these complications, the more negative impact it can have on your overall health, and then affect things such as the eyes, the kidneys, the nerves, your heart. Also, you know, increasing your risk for infection if you have a wound. So it's really, really important to be proactive and being aware of what your numbers are and controlling your blood sugar on a daily basis. And that's really where the rescue supplementation comes into play to help control your blood sugar, help to lower your A1C, help to keep your A1C at a normal level.
So let's talk about Rescue 105 Max. What is it? How does it work?
Yeah, like we said earlier, you know, Rescue 105 Max is a great supplement to help control and balance your blood sugar levels, especially when we talk to my patients. I always mention run Rescue 105 Max as a supplement they should add to their regimen because of the fact that, you know, it helps not only type 2 diabetics, but pre-diabetes as well. You know, it helps with blood sugar metabolism. It also decreases the amount of sugar that's absorbed from foods. It helps encourage the sugar in blood to be stored in the liver for later use. It also helps stimulate the production of insulin by the body. So, you know, Rescue 105 Max is a really, really great supplement when we talk about helping control blood sugar. And the reason why it works so well is because that pumpkin pentose is a natural extract made from pumpkin. Pentose meaning 5-carbon sugar, but it's not really a sugar as we understand it as a 6-carbon sugar. So this pentose is a chemical structure that helps and directly enters a cell to be fully converted to energy and a source for fuel for the body without the necessity of insulin. So it prevents blood sugar from entering the blood for energy because of the fact that it can pull that pentose, that 5-carbon sugar, into the cell, because we know that people who are type 2 diabetic cannot pull that 6-carbon sugar into the cell. And then it also has Genemna sylvestre leaf in it, which is a natural herb that helps maintain healthy blood sugar level. Then there's bitter melon fruit, which also helps the body's ability in the pancreas to produce insulin and improve the processing of insulin. And then alpha-lipoic acid is a great antioxidant to help support not only normal functioning of insulin processing, but also help speed the recovery of blood glucose. And also alpha-lipoic plays a role in helping in supporting nerve health when we talk about neuropathy. And then there's also chromium, which is an essential trace mineral that helps basically metabolize food and helps move blood sugar, you know, from the bloodstream into the cells to be used for energy, to turn to fats, carbohydrates, and proteins into energy. So Rescue 105 Max is this great supplement to help control blood sugar. Adding it with the 1250 or the Rescue 1250 line of supplementation, magnesium, Metabolock, Rescue Nerve Health, all these supplements work well together if you're type 2 diabetic.
All right, so that's one of the products is the Rescue 105. And by the way, I know you have it in your office. What kind of results are you seeing for people?
Listen, I see phenomenal results. Patients all the time tell me, you know, how well their blood sugar is controlled when they're taking these supplements from Rescue. A lot of people who come to me, whether they're pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, sometimes their providers say, just control with diet and exercise and we'll continue to monitor, see if you have to do anything else. And I have conversations with patients. It's really, really important to be proactive and then add supplementation to your regimen to get that blood sugar down if you're not taking medication, even if you are. The goal is to lower your necessity for medication if you can control with supplementation as well. So if you're just controlling your diabetes with diet and exercise, adding these supplements will only be a benefit and help you control your blood sugar. And also there's many other benefits to adding these supplements just outside of blood sugar control.
It's helped some people who were pre-diabetic get back to, I guess once you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, you always are, but and you once you start taking these products, you have to take them all the time to help manage that blood sugar, and you still need to exercise and watch your diet, but it's helped people keep that their numbers, get them out of the pre-diabetic range back to just normal range. I know you've seen results like that.
100%, especially when we talk about, you know, type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is basically saying that, hey, this is a wake-up call. you're pre-diabetic, you're having elevated blood sugars, but you're not really at that range where you have a blood sugar of 125 or a hemoglobin A1C over 6.4, but you have to be proactive now to make sure that you're going to be able to control your blood sugar so you don't become type 2 diabetic. And how do we do that? Diet, exercise, and supplementation. That's the conversation I have with my patients all the time, is how can we prevent them from becoming type 2 diabetic? Diet, exercise, and supplementation. And the supplementation that we're talking about here is 105 Max, Rescue 1250, Magnesium, Metabolock, and also Rescue Neuro Health. You know, that's a great supplement to not only treat neuropathy, but also prevent neuropathy from happening because of the fact that we're replenishing the body with that B complex. So it's really, really important to understand that you just don't have to be type 2 diabetic to take these supplements. If you're pre-diabetic as well, I'd recommend looking into taking these supplements to prevent becoming type 2 diabetic.
So I'm guessing the first product that you're, I know you, we gave your elevator speech, your lecture that you give to people. If you missed that before the break, folks, you can always hear this replay on Sunday from 1 to 3, or we podcast it. But he gave his elevator speech. But I'm guessing the first product when somebody's, I'm not sure, you tell me, I'm guessing the first product might be the 105 Max, or maybe it's one of Rescue's omega-3s, because that's the 1-2 punch. Omega-3s are so critical to fight with inflammation, to keep blood sugar under control, to bring your triglycerides down. What are you recommending first? And I know you recommend Rescue's omega-3s. Why? What role do omega-3s play in heart health and blood sugar? Talk to me about that, Doc.
I'm a big believer in the omega-3s. I think they're great. You know, I think that the problem that anything occurs in the body is always due to oxidative stress and inflammation. And the best way to lower inflammation, oxidative stress, is starting with an omega-3, because we know that omega-3 fatty acids are building blocks for cells. And so that's really why it's the foundation. And that's why I always start out with the omega-3s and then build from there. You know, depending on what condition they have. And we're talking about type 2 diabetes. So focusing on Rescue 1250 as the first recommendation, then 105 Max, and then talking about the benefits with magnesium and Metabolock, you know, if you're type 2 diabetic, because there's, and starting with that foundation, those omega-3s, the Rescue 1250 line of supplementation, because there's so many benefits. You know, we look at heart health, we look at blood sugar metabolism, we look at improving blood flow, we look at improving HDL cholesterol. All these things, you know, can have negative impacts if not controlled on people who are type 2 diabetic. We know that if you have uncontrolled blood sugars, that increases your LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol, and lowers your HDL cholesterol. So you really want to be proactive and address that. And we know that if you're type 2 diabetics, you have higher levels of inflammation and oxidative stress going on in the body, especially if you have uncontrolled blood sugars. So how can we lower inflammation, oxidative stress, to prevent complications that can occur from type 2 diabetes? Adding the Rescue 1250 line of supplementation, those omega-3s. How can we help support blood sugar metabolism? Rescue 1250 line of supplementation, and then adding Rescue 105 Max, and then magnesium. This is that how I build that pyramid in my office when I have these conversations with my patients, to say, how can we control your blood sugar? How can we address some of the complications that are going on with you if you're type 2 diabetic? And I say, first, we have to control the oxidative stress and inflammation. The best way to do that is with an omega-3, and the best omega-3 to choose is the Rescue 1250 line of supplementation.
Yep, ultra-purified omega-3s, folks, third-party tested by a company called Eurofins for over 280 different environmental impurities. It's a good manufacturing facility in Norway, and it's where the fish are harvested, how they're brought back to shore, how everything is processed at that GMP plant in Norway. And we're talking about ultra purified, pure, potent omega-3s from Rescue, Rescue 1250, Rescue 1250 Plus, with the vitamin D3. The Rescue Calamarine, that's got more DHA than EPA. The Rescue, also the Rescue 2500 TG, the Rescue 03 Max are just some of the omega-3s from Rescue. Now, so with the products, first, you said, is getting the inflammation under control. Then it's the 105 Max to get the blood sugar under control. We've discussed that. I'm thinking the next thing is either, it's just interesting, magnesium or Metabolock? Which one would you want to tackle first, and which one would you recommend next as you're helping people battle their blood sugar levels?
You know, it's kind of a toss-up when we talk about magnesium and Metabolock, because I recommend both of them. You know, I don't recommend one over the other. I tell the patients they should really be proactive in taking both those, because, you know, when we talk about, you know, type 2 diabetes, we want to talk about and understand what some of the basically the indicators are of type 2 diabetes. And metabolic syndrome is exactly, you know, that. It's basically a risk factor that we look at and saying, if you have these five symptoms, you're going to be at risk of developing type 2 diabetes, because metabolic syndrome is a group of these risk factors linked to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Uncontrolled blood sugars, uncontrolled cholesterol levels, uncontrolled triglyceride levels, and, you know, all those things, and having that basically that abdominal fat as well. You know, all these things put you at risk of developing type 2 diabetes related to metabolic syndrome. So how do we control metabolic syndrome is adding Metabolock, you know, which is a great supplement basically that has, that looks at addressing metabolic syndrome. It has cholesterol in it that supports the body's natural anti-inflammatory response, which can lead, type 2 diabetes, also puts you at risk for heart disease and stroke. It also has Leptipure in it, which is a combination of two herbs, Gymnema sylvestre and Tinospora cordifolia. And this promotes healthy weight loss and improved blood lipid levels. And then it also has cinnamon in it, which is helpful, as we know, for lowering blood glucose levels, but also helps lower blood pressure and also LDL numbers, the bad cholesterol. And, you know, the benefit of Metabolock and magnesium combined together, I think, are great when we talk about, you know, blood sugar control, because we know that diets with higher amounts of magnesium are associated with significantly lower risk of diabetes, because the important role magnesium plays in glucose metabolism. And what we also found is magnesium deficiency worsens insulin resistance that we know precedes type 2 diabetes.
Do some of the prescribed treatments for diabetes drain your body of magnesium or deplete it? Like the metformin or something, does that deplete your body of magnesium?
You're thinking of the B12, the B complex.
Oh, the B.
So when you're on metformin, what happens is that basically prevents basically your body from absorbing B12 efficiently in the gut. And that's why we say we have to replenish with B12. That's why that Rescue Neuro Health is such a great supplement to take, especially if people are on metformin.
Well, then let's finish up and then get into the neuro health. So the magnesium. Well, you're just really talking about the Metabolock, really. Let's finish up on Metabolock. Briefly discuss magnesium, and then we'll get into neuro health. The floor is yours. Go ahead. We got to see if we can get all this in before the top of the hour.
I'll do my best. So, you know, as we said, the three ingredients of Metabolock, the cholesterol, the Leptipure, and cinnamon are all great to address those five factors related to metabolic syndrome in one supplement. And we talk about type 2 diabetes, uncontrolled blood sugars. That really works well with 105 Max, you know, and the Rescue 1250 line of supplementation. And then talking about the benefits of magnesium, you know, Rescue Magnesium contains magnesium oxide, magnesium citrate, and magnesium glycinate. These are all helpful in your digestion and readily absorbable. When we talk about Rescue Magnesium, how does it differ from other supplements? And also, we know that magnesium is responsible for over 300 different enzymatic reactions in the body, including also helping support a healthy nervous system, helping support blood pressure, helping support blood sugar metabolism. And like we talked about briefly, is, you know, the benefits of having a higher amounts of magnesium in your diet versus being magnesium deficient. And, you know, magnesium deficits also increase urinary magnesium excretion that occur with people with insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes. So if you're type 2 diabetic, you're going to excrete more magnesium.
So
adding magnesium supplements is really, really important.
So it's the diabetes itself that depletes the magnesium, not any treatment of it. Gotcha. So
that's correct, because of increased urination associated with type 2 diabetes can increase your urinary magnesium excretion.
Gotcha. So let's leave you about 4 minutes here to talk about Neural Health, a product that you helped Rescue develop. What is Neural Health? What can people expect from it? What's in it? How does it work? Why does it work? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about, you know, Rescue Neuro Health is a great supplement, you know, to help with basically numbness, tingling, and burning in the feet. You know, it combines the three most important and biologically active B vitamins needed to support a healthy nervous system, B6, B9, and B12. You know, and the use of these three B vitamins in combination have been shown amazing results in studies of patients diagnosed with diabetic peripheral neuropathy, even people who don't have diabetic neuropathy, even though the most common type of neuropathy we see is related to type 2 diabetes. You know, there's two studies published specifically by the National Institute of Health that show that B6, B9, and B12 have been helpful in reversing some of the symptoms associated with damage to the nerves associated with type 2 diabetes. So understanding that and adding Rescue Neural Health to your supplementation is going to be very, very helpful if you're suffering from diabetic neuropathy because of the fact that we know that B12 is essential for the production of myelin, a protective sheath that surrounds those nerves that can be affected with elevated blood sugars that can actually attack that sheath. So adding B12 is really, really important. And also in homocysteine regulation, B12, B6, and B9 are important in homocysteine regulation.
And by the way, the Rescue Neural Health has Dr. Teichman's picture on the bottle. Don't let that stop you from buying it.
It might scare some people. Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Let's get real quick squeeze in Curtis's question here. Curtis, good morning. You have a question for Dr. Teichman?
Yes, doctor. I have a quick question. I recently had a test done in January. My glucose number was always around 98 to 100, and it went up to 114, but my A1C is at 5.4, and I just wondered, I'm on all the products, the Omega, the probiotic, 105 Max, and the metabolic, and I just can't figure out why, you know, my
So you're on those products, so you are diabetic?
I'm not diabetic.
Oh, you're
no.
not? Oh, but you're on
No, I just explained to you that I've been around 90.
No. I know that, but you said you were on the 105 Max. Most people don't take the 105 Max unless they're diabetic or pre-diabetic, but you're on that. Okay, so the
I just thought it would be a good idea. I started taking it, and, you know, I was pretty consistent in my numbers. So.
Gotcha. 5.4 is your A1C. That's a great number, but your glucose, you said, went to 114.
Doc, yes, sir.
Doc, your answer for him in about a minute?
I would say you're probably, you know, in that pre-diabetic range, and, you know,
even with an A1C, even with an A1C of 5.4.
Well, yeah, you know, you have to look at, well, what were you fasting when you took your blood sugar level? Number one,
yes.
If you were, then, you know, it can be that you're just starting to develop that pre-diabetes. Because remember, that snapshot is an average over 3 months, and maybe, you know, I would repeat your A1C in about 3 months after you took your first one, and also monitor your blood sugar and speak to your doctor about it, because, you know, pre-diabetes can occur anytime, and you might now have elevated blood sugar. If you have a blood sugar of 114, you know, that's definitely in that pre-diabetes range. If your A1C is 5.4, you might be developing pre-diabetes and predisposing yourself over time for pre-diabetes or insulin resistance.
Could he have been on a medication that would spike his numbers?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, are you taking any other medications? I don't believe that a medication.
Are you on any medications, Curtis?
Yeah, Xarelto.
That really wouldn't spike. You know, as
right.
well. So,
All right, we're up against the clock, proactive. Doc. Doc, just your recommendations for him to wait 3 months and get another test, and then why don't you call us back?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, I got to run because we're up against the clock. Thank you,
right,
Doctor.
Thank
you. Have a good Easter, Doctor. And Curtis, I hope that helps you. And give us a call back and let us know after you get another test, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And happy Easter to you, all of us, from all of us to all of you, for you and your families. Again, there's two specials, buy one, get one free, coupon code MYDEAL on those products, and then everything else, 37% off, coupon code MY37 at RES-Q.com or 1-800-26-ALIVE.